Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Right, please be quiet, everyone. I want to tell you about your new teacher.
When is the new teacher going to start teaching us, Miss Brown?
Next week, Harry.
Which day?
On Tuesday.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Which subject will she teach us?
You ask a lot of questions, Harry.
Sorry, Miss Brown, but I just want to know.
All right. Well, she usually teaches maths, but she's going to teach your class science.
And what's her name?
Yes, that's important. It's Mrs. Shaker. Can you spell that for us?
Is it S-H-A-K-E-R?
That's right, Harry. Excellent.
And which classroom will she teach in?
She'll be in classroom 15. And where is that, Harry?
It's next to the school kitchen.
Good. Now, this is her first job, so please be kind to her.
I'll meet her in the car park and carry all her bags and books. What colour is her car? Do you know?
Blue, I think. No, sorry, it's black. The new secretary's car is blue.
And can we...
That's enough questions, Harry. Now, we must start some work.
Now listen to part two again.
Which subject will she teach us?
You ask a lot of questions, Harry.
Sorry, Miss Brown, but I just want to know.
All right. Well, she usually teaches maths, but she's going to teach your class science.
And what's her name?
Yes, that's important. It's Mrs. Shaker. Can you spell that for us?
Is it S-H-A-K-E-R?
That's right, Harry. Excellent.
And which classroom will she teach in?
She'll be in classroom 15. And where is that, Harry?
It's next to the school kitchen.
Good. Now, this is her first job, so please be kind to her.
I'll meet her in the car park and carry all her bags and books. What colour is her car? Do you know?
Blue, I think. No, sorry, it's black. The new secretary's car is blue.
And can we...
That's enough questions, Harry. Now, we must start some work.
That is the end of part two.